look at the social pressures, the economic pressures, the political and security pressures, some of the indicators are things like refugees, IDPs. We look at things like factionalization of the elites. We look at the extent to which a particular state might be highly dependent on external aid to fulfill its functions as a state. Our basic theory is that when the pressures are very high, it just puts more strain on society to maintain equilibrium and promote sustainable security for the people. South Sudan has the most overall pressures based on our assessment.
Is there a single criterion that pushed South Sudan deeper into the red, if you like, or that kept it at the top of the list for another year?
I mean, there were a number of factors. One thing I would really want to emphasize is that this index, it looks at the totality of all of these pressures across all of these sectors. And we recognize that different combinations of pressures will have different impacts in different countries. So we strongly encourage people to look beneath the ranking and to not put too much emphasis on where it might rank as compared to another country. So South Sudan is in the same range as Somalia, Central African Republic, and Sudan. But again, I would say that the ranking is something that I don't want to overly emphasize. If we look at the indicator by indicator and we look at the trends in those indicators over time, I think the index will be much more helpful, much more useful for stakeholders who want to better understand what they can do to promote peace in these countries.
What can South Sudan do to get off that number one spot?
Well, a major lesson that we've learned with the international community is that state building is not an automatic thing. The other lessons that I take from looking around at the index over this last year is that the world is not deterministic. People have a say. It is a big challenge, but people can defy the odds with strong leadership, with participatory consensus building and the support from those who can provide that support. South Sudan can move beyond the levels of fragility that it's experiencing right now. The refugee and displacement challenge is something that needs to be prioritized, and it is being prioritized. The food security is certainly a major issue, and all of these things are very big challenges, but I believe that if we continue to look at these factors and work proactively and work constructively, we can make a difference. The other thing about this index that I would like to emphasize is that it doesn't just measure violence. Some indices, they look at negative peace or positive peace or overall violence. Our index looks at pressures on the system that is the state in an attempt to provide a diagnostic tool for stakeholders to work together to promote peace. So we're talking about government, we're talking about communities, we're talking about development actors, we're talking about neighbors, we're talking about the entire range of multi-stakeholder involvement in this very complex effort. Sometimes we forget just how challenging state building can be. I'm hopeful that in future years, we'll see improvement in these scores as we move forward and work together.